St. John relates this incident from the scripture to us in order that we too may come to a deeper faith. The story is told of the cure of the child, but the faith we are called to is much deeper and much greater. For when the man approaches the Lord, he does not truly quite yet believe in the divinity of Christ. And so he says, "Sir, come down," as if Christ did not know both that he had a child and that the child was ill. And so the Lord sort of rebukes his lack of faith and tells him that his son would live. The man, trusting the Lord, begins to go home, but he did not yet trust that the son was cured. He thought that at some point Jesus would come to his home and cure the child. Upon his return, he is met by his servants, and they tell him that the child is already ill. And then St. John specifically tells us that he began to believe. That is, he came to a greater faith. And what is that greater faith that these incidences in the life of our Lord was to be? It was to be that greatest act of all faith by which we profess that at the words of the priest, the bread and wine are changed into the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. There is nothing for us to see on an empirical level, but by an act of faith, we truly believe that Christ works this miracle, because as in today's gospel, St. John is pointing out to us that the words Christ speak both have an effect. And so, when he told the man that his son would live, that effect was immediately experienced by the child. And so, when the priest declares, "This is my body, this is my blood," the effect is immediately produced, not because of the person of the priest, but because the person operates in persona Christi. That is, it is Christ who is working this greatest of all sacraments. And so, we are called to exercise that act of faith, that act of faith by which the Lord tells us he will be with us even until the end of time, in order to strengthen us in this journey, because as he would instruct all his disciples, "What they have done to me, they will do to you." And so it is necessary that he who came to save us also is here and present with us at all times to strengthen us. And so in this day and age, and in all days and ages to come, the Lord will remain with the members of his mystical body in his real presence to be their food for life. And ultimately, that is the effect that the Eucharist is to produce in the soul of the believer. It is to produce that effect by which he perseveres through all the trials and the tribulations in this life, in order not to see the veiled presence of Christ that we profess in the Eucharist, but the true presence where we see him face to face. That is not to say that the Eucharist is not the true presence of Jesus Christ, but it is a presence by which we are called to make a most profound act of faith. And it is the abandonment of this faith that has caused so much destruction, both in the life of the church and in the life of the world. For as many of the saints would point out in the Gospels themselves, that Christ came in order to be the life of the world. He remains that life in his blessed sacrament because it is the final humiliation of Christ, where in the Eucharist he remains hidden from all those except those willing to make an act of humility by which they come to believe, truly believe, that Jesus Christ is present and with them to the end of time, and ultimately that the Eucharist is our viaticum, that is, our food in the journey of this life, because we are always preparing for that life to come. And so let us be thankful this Lent as we prepare to celebrate that mystery that does not end with the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ, but ends with that greatest of all mystery, by which through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, he perpetuates the sacrifice of Calvary and truly is with us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, until the end of time, to be our leader and to be our master. And so we have no reason to fear, because no matter where we are, we can call upon the presence of Jesus Christ. And indeed, that is what many of the saints have done in our time, and indeed, some holy men, not yet canonized, but perhaps one day elevated to the altars of Christ, particularly Father Chizik comes to mind, that in the trial that he experienced in the gulags and the archipelagos of Russia, he got through it through one belief. his belief in the real presence of Jesus Christ. And so, if we make this act of faith, we can have Christ with us at all times, because we can always recall one tabernacle in the world where Jesus Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And it is only this belief that can get humanity through the trials and tribulations of this life. And so, let us strive to seek to communicate this belief to all souls that we encounter, so that Our Lady may use us as instruments in her hands in order to bring all of humanity to that most profound belief. They do not need to grope in the darkness. They do not need to persevere in the life of sin, because he who has come to deliver us is truly present with us and will be present with us until the end of time, always there to strengthen us in the trials and tribulations of this life, in order that we may come to enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.
Misericordes, oh.